Yael, say you're looking at an object on a table in front of you. How long do you think your eyeballs stay in one position?
You mean how long before they move? I'm going to guess a minute.
More like less than a second.
Yeah.
Though we feel as if our eyes stay completely still when we focus on something, researchers have found they only stay still at most for a couple of seconds, often just a few milliseconds. What's fascinating about this is that every time our eyes move, we are momentarily visually impaired. We aren't seeing anything but a blur. So if we're always moving our eyeballs and are always impaired, why don't we experience the world as a confusing rush?
I bet you have an answer.
Researchers at the University of Delaware have a good guess. They have done studies that show the brain is always extending the boundaries of what it sees, adding in made-up information along the edges. This process is called boundary extension, and it seems to be going on all the time. Say you're looking at a brick wall. You really only see a small portion of it, but your visual processing system essentially says, I can assume that beyond my visual field on either side are more red bricks, so for now, I'll just add them in until I get better information. That process of constantly extrapolating on what you see may be what allows you to experience a calm and consistent visual world, even though the actual data coming in is much more fragmented.